podcast is part of the Podcast You're Seeing Network. Visit us at www.podcastyourseeing.com.
Yeah, the local media has an agenda that they're going to serve. I don't know who's in charge of it or what it is, if it's like a headless monster.
Why? This is a question.
Walking backwards. Yeah. Something sacred.
I don't know the names of the creep songs. Those
running in circles.
Just pop in and let play.
Sea of Glass.
The Flight and the Fall.
I love Ozzy. I think he's the true definition of a rock star. So about
your speakers. Anybody else have any interesting stories they don't want to tell?
This is Doug from After the Fall. Hey, this is John Lane from the Thriving Tropics of Leechburg, Pennsylvania.
The Pennsylvania Rock Show. Featuring the best unsigned rock that Pennsylvania has to offer.
happens in here. Roadblock up in front of me, break through without care. Maybe I'll stop running, pull old sense of air. I throw him the peace sign, say, catch me if you can.
Featuring the best unsigned rock that Pennsylvania has to offer on PARockShow.com, MegaRockRadio.net, and 107.1 FM St. Louis, Missouri. This is episode number 385, and with me on the line tonight is Utah Burgess of Shady Lady Productions, the Noble Hops Band, the 97.7 Rocks Grassroots Show, Shady Lady Studio. Did I miss anything, Utah?
Yeah, I'm not sure. Proud supporter of the Second Amendment.
So, this weekend you have the band jam coming up. I believe it's the fifth annual one?
Yes, yeah, this will be our fifth year.
And it's 20 bands for $20?
Yeah, we've got 20 local artists out there.
And where is that located at?
It'll be at Cooper's Lake Campground in Slippery Rock, Pennsylvania. That's right there at the 422 and I-79 interchange.
I'm looking over the lineup, and there are definitely a lot of bands on here that I play on my show, but there are some that I don't, too. Do you want me to read them, or can you do them off by heart?
If you want to read them, go for it.
So, Friday the 14th, which is going to be tomorrow because I'm going to release this a little earlier. Yeah, Mary Lou Scherter, Noble Hops Band, Something Fierce, Wojo, the Highland Brothers Band, the Red Lines, and Anger the Ant on Saturday, which starts at 11:30 a.m. You know, Donnie Ozo, Isaac Cole, Stationary Pebbles, Trigger Happy, Lions in America, Cast a Shadow, Acoustic Fingers Band, Neat Hotel Band, Zone 8, Juvenile Characteristics, Shag Dog Melonhead, Red Room Effect,
and Sriracha Sky. Yeah.
Sriracha. How did the band jam come about?
Well, we had actually done one way back in 2007. It was just kind of a outdoor festival, you know, to promote and showcase local talent, and it sort of went away there for a while, put it on a shelf, and then when me and Bob Cupp, my co-host of the Grassroots Show on the Rock Station 97.7, WLER out of Butler, PA, got together and started putting our show together, we thought, well, it would be cool to kind of take it on the road and be able to do what we do in the studio in a live setting as well. So we had the support of management there at the Rock Station and made that move. And so we're now going into our fifth year. And it's been growing by about 20% every year, so we're pretty happy with that.
Now, camping is an extra fee for that, correct?
Yes, that is correct. We do this at Cooper's Lake Campground, so it's $20 to come in for the event, and you can... It's just good for the whole weekend. You can come Friday, come Saturday, come both days. Totally up to you. Kids 17 and under are free. We encourage you to camp because it's a beautiful 500-acre facility. There's a giant lake there. You can fish. They have all kinds of trails. Wooded. You can do any kind of camping you want, from primitive up to, you know, bring your $200,000 motorhome on out and connect everything up and link up the satellites and stuff. So it's a little bit of everything there for you. They have fantastic facilities, shower rooms, laundry, bathrooms, great camp stores, so you're not going to go without.
The Grassy Award is given out on Saturday?
We don't know when it'll be given out. We present it to the winning band if they happen to be performing that weekend. If they are a band that is not performing, then we have to figure that out. We've been fortunate the first 4 years of that the winner was performing, and so we were able to present it to them there. But you'll have to be at the band jam to find out how that goes down this year.
That's the lineup of music I have set up for this show is all related to you. I have we started things off with Cage, The Walls, and we played Whiskey by Bum, Bruce.
Oh, where did you get that from?
You gave it to me years ago. It's a live version.
I wonder where that's from.
Would you like me to
I hope it wasn't that night we were in the studio with you because we were hammered.
It might be.
Oh no. Yeah. Oh jeez. Yeah, good old Bum.
Then we played Rockabilly Junction, Shifting Gears.
Uh-huh.
And then we moved into some of the bands that I have from the band jam. And I will actually be playing that after our little discussion here. I have the Needs Hotel Band, Tarach and Sky, Red Room Effect, Anger the Ant, Bonnie Ozo, and the Red Lines.
Cool. And speaking of Anger the Ant, they are the current holders of the Grouchy Award. So
they won that for last... Drunk on Us, right?
Yeah, yeah, the song Drunk on Us. Yep.
That's the one I'm going to play, actually. What about the Noble Hops? Do you have any shows coming up?
Yeah, pretty much. We got the band jam. We don't get to play too much because Rob is also in the Shiners, and they're a pretty busy band, so unfortunately we, you know, have to turn down a lot of gigs, and it's a little bit hard for us to book. But when the opportunity does occur, we love to jump on it and take advantage of it. So we'll be doing the band jam, and then we'll be at Corbry Woodstock, which is a Rock Done Right tour stop again this year.
September 3rd.
And, yes, yes, and I recommend if you're interested in that to get your tickets right away, as that will sell out. And once it's sold out, you won't be able to be there. So, and it's a great, great event. So.
I was there last year. I absolutely loved it. It's, different vibe than where I usually go. But what other shows do you have left on the Rock Done Right tour?
We've got, we'll get through the band jam here, and then we've got August 11th at the Beacon Hotel in Renfrew, and September 3rd at Corbry Woodstock, October 14th in Zellianople for Zelly on Tap, and then November 11th at the Lindora American Legion for our Veterans Day Benefit Concert. And that'll wrap up 2017. It's been a full tour.
How do you decide on the bands that play in your different shows?
Well, there's a lot of factors into it. I mean, it certainly depends on the type of show that it even is, and what you need out of it, or if you're, you know, doing it for a client, what the client wants out of it. Pay plays into it, production plays into it, and I have a history with a lot of bands as well, so you know who you can count on and depend on. Style of music, and you know, you also have to look at, you know, what the band does for itself. You know, if they are active in the scene and active in what you're doing, you know, are supporting you back, and are going to support themselves in the event and the client, and all of that is taken into account. And of course, it can't suck either. it's gotta sound good, and they, you know, that's important. That's as important as anything else.
Let's move on to you personally for a moment. You've been in the scene for a pretty long time. I can think back to, I want to say, the early 2000s, maybe 2003. It's probably when I met you.
Yeah, that's probably about right. Yeah.
Back then, I used to confuse you with Montana Bob.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. But so, having been a veteran of this scene, I know you probably have some things that you think are great about the scene and some things that you probably would like to see changed. Would you like to give me an example of each?
Things that I think are great about the talent. I mean, from this songwriting to musical ability in this area is the great thing about it. There's just a real gem here in Western Pennsylvania. I'd rather spend my money on a local band than a good percentage of any of the nationals that roll through this area. I just think it's on par with anything in the national scene, and I'm just as entertained and I enjoy it just as much, and I got money for a few more beers. So I think
those
that's
are probably
a good
a little
thing.
Cheaper too.
Yeah. So that is certainly one of the, the highlights to me about it. Just the talent.
Is there anything that you think could use upgrading?
Yeah, I mean, I'd refer back to my friend Chip Demonic. So what we refer to manifesto, he put this thing out once several years ago about 25 things that the Pittsburgh music scene could do to improve itself. And one of the things on that list was that some of the venues need to get out of the way. And I really agree with that. It frustrates me seeing venues that know nothing about music, how to even treat the artists, how to properly present it or promote it, just try and make a buck off the back of that. And some of the, fans subscribing to that. And I wish some of that would stop. And we had some real true music venues in the area that, were packed every time these bands rolled in. That's a negative for me a little bit. And that's, it's like there's scenarios to everything. I'm talking on a very general scale there. You want to, guys want to step in a corner and play an acoustic, there ain't nothing wrong with that either. That's what we do. But, I'm talking about the bands and the musicians and that are really going for it. I just wish they had some more true venues that had their back on that. And we're doing their part in the scene as well. And I'll give a shout out to Peter B's. I do a lot of work at Peter B's in Sarver. I consider them that's a live music venue, and they support local music like nobody else does. And, they treat everybody right, treat everybody fairly. You're not going to get bumped for a Penguin game and have to fight over the TV, anything like that. They present the music and they do a great job of doing it.
So do you have anything that you have coming up or, anything that you would like to tell the fans of the Pennsylvania Rock Show?
I hope to see everybody out at the Band Jam. It's going to be a great weekend, and the other Rock Done Right tour stops, and just keep supporting each other, local, business and community and music, and that's another positive I'll throw out there about the scene is I love the brotherhood and the sense of family that so many people in this scene do have, and supporting each other. That was something that really struck me when I first moved out here, was you'd go to a show and you'd see all the other bands at, some band show. And that went away for a little while, but I'm seeing that come back, and I really think that's cool. And I like it when everybody's just supporting each other and trying to make this scene, showcase it for the talent that it has.
I agree. One of my favorite things that happens is when those other bands are out watching and someone gets invited up to perform a song. I absolutely love that.
Yeah, that's a real thrill. I went years without ever being invited up, and then I remember when it was Terry McCausland invited me up to do a song with him, and I was thrilled. And it was really cool. And you just see that all the time. And then you've got like some of these shows where, when the Climos did their 40th anniversary show, they had like musicians from all these different bands. They would all do a couple songs together. And I thought that was pretty neat.
That was at Peter B's, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. And but that, I just thought that was really cool. I mean, it was probably, 100 different musicians all playing in just various configurations with each other, you know, and that was really cool.
Well, thanks for coming on, and good luck this weekend. And I will definitely see you on the 3rd at Corvair Woodstock.
All right, and Bill, thank you for all that you do. We've had you on our show a couple of times, and I know that you do a lot for the scene, and don't get the credit you deserve. But it is noticed and appreciated by many.
Thank you. And I've told this story a gazillion times on this show, but Utah was the one that helped me get the AK Music Scene website started. He paid for the domain. I believe he picked the name.
Yeah, I even remember I was sitting in a hotel room somewhere, maybe it was Oswego, New York or something, and I was listening to your show, and we were chatting and dialed in, and I don't know, it was something like that.
So thank you for everything you do. Absolutely love your show. I was listening to it the other day, actually.
Oh, that's cool. And one of the neat things too is the ability that we have to archive our shows, so you can listen to past shows on demand. And I know the radio station pays a lot of money for that ability, so hopefully people, you know, take advantage of that and get the free app from the radio station and take the grassroots show and the rock station with you on the road.
And that website is 977rocks.com.
Yes, that is correct.
All right. Well, thanks again for coming on, and I'm sure this isn't the last time we'll speak.
All right, Bill, appreciate it.
It's a song called Grace. Better life, free of sorrow, guilt, and strife. was it when you had to let someone go? A time of deep despair and woe. A single day, a moment at bay, can you tell me? Of a gun, saying goodbye to your only son. After a night filled with terror and fright, when a loved one could no longer fight. Or did it come naturally? A mother's ashes cast to eternity. Peace of mind, I know we will find, but can you tell me? Can you tell me, when did you find your fame? And is it something you still carry with you today? Can you tell me, do you still have your fame? Somewhere along the way.
Yeah. I feel the words go mad. It's not fair. I'm and other stuff. I'm drunk on us and your tattoos with your hairdo and your eyes. You're always on my mind. Your laughter, I'm after the memories we made of us. We needed time, I needed space, but I need you and I need to see your face. All I need is another.
And everybody's waiting for you to sing, so what's it gonna be?
Crazy, I'm crazy for feeling so.
She's right back and you'll hear her tell. It's not about a trip, a ship, a boy or a whale. Not at all to do with the sky turning blue on a cold winter's day. It's okay, cause every now and then there's an urge to continue. Always comes down to
not about a trip, a ship, a boy, or a whale. Not it all to do with the sky turning blue on a cold winter's day. It's okay, cause every now and then there's an urge to continue. Always comes down to the things you didn't know you had in you. It's never too late to reevaluate or justify another addiction. And every now and then, just a little bit crazy when my life's spinning out of control. There's nothing you can do, there's nothing that can faze me. You can bury me 6 feet in a hole. Just a little bit crazy.